Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. When it comes to girls and the outdoors, it's hard to think of a more American tradition than joining the Girl Scouts. From First Lady Michelle Obama to former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, countless American leaders have been part of a Girl Scout troop. In 2011, Ana Maria Chavez, a Mexican-American lawyer from Eloy, Arizona, became CEO of the Girl Scouts. She's the first Latina or woman of color ever to lead the organization. Ana Maria Chavez studied history at Yale and law at the University of Arizona and went on to work for the federal and Arizona governments before returning to the Girl Scout movement in 2009. And her leadership might actually be a glimpse into the future. A recent report by the Girl Scouts on the state of girls predicts that by 2030, one in three girls in the country will be a Latina. I invited Ana Maria to talk about her story in the Girl Scouts and about the challenges of bringing more girls of color, especially Latinas, into the Girl Scouts. Ana Maria, welcome to Latino USA.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start off by asking about your personal story. What was it like to grow up in Arizona when you were a kid?
Yes. So it was a farm town, but literally the cotton fields were a block away. So I played in the cotton fields growing up. So for us, the outdoors was just an extension of our life. And it also provided the substance for us to live. So it was very organic and inherently connected to our everyday life. My mother was very vocal in local politics. My grandmother, although from Mexico, very inspired to ensure that her children and her grandchildren got an education, were part of the American fabric. My dad was from Mexico, and he was that's how we got to Eloy, because he was a farm worker, and that's how my parents met. My parents talk a lot about how they learned resiliency in the fields and understood what hard work looked like. And even though there were indicators around us just because of poverty line data and, you know, the fact that we were in rural Arizona, people said, well, there are barriers for their success. And my parents didn't see it that way, actually. They saw our community as very tight-knit, very supportive of the kids. And we loved it. It was a great place to grow up.
And who suddenly, or was it you, that just says, you know, I want to become a member of the Girl Scouts?
Well, actually, my best friend came to school, and she said, oh, I'm going to be a Girl Scout. And I'm like, well, I want to be a Girl Scout. And she started gathering our close circle of friends to join the troop. And so, of course, I had to do this. So I go home and try to explain this in Spanish to my grandmother, who had absolutely no conception. I mean, everybody knew Girl Scouts. Son las muchachas que venden las galletas, right? The girls who sell the cookies. But other than that, I mean, it wasn't part of our family history. But as I explained to my family what that meant, they saw it as a leadership opportunity. Now, what they didn't expect is that I would really get involved in environmental justice issues. So I came back so charged up as a Girl Scout at 12 years old that I basically told my mother, you know, I was very upset about certain things that were happening. I found this cave on this, it's a peak called Picacho Peak, and these kids had graffitied all over it, and I was very upset. And so I come tromping down the hill with my little science kit, and my mother's like, ¿Qué pasó? What happened? I said, Ma, graffiti. Unfair. We got to protect the environment. That's what I learned in Girl Scouts. And she said, well, mijita, what are you going to do about that? And I said, well, somebody's got to stop it. You got to pass a law. And she said, well, mijita, who does that? I said, well, lawyers. Well, Ana Maria, what does that mean? I guess I'm going to law school. So, you know, age of 12, there I am on my path. And, you know, it was such a blessing.
So was your Girl Scout troop mostly Latinas?
No, very
diverse.
It was
very mixed.
Oh, yeah. There was never forget it, the daughter of the local deacon, they were my friends. So they were all different ethnicities, backgrounds, religions, very diverse. So that's why we're very proud that from the very beginning, we were very diverse. Actually, in the 1940s, long before any federal law asked us to desegregate our troops, we did that. Some of our first Latina troops were in Texas in the 1940s. So we have a very long history. I think our issue has been we haven't really talked about it.
And in so many ways, when people mix up Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, actually Girl Scouts have been really progressive.
Absolutely. We always have. And we've always been global.
But your numbers are actually challenged right now.
Absolutely. And since actually it's over a decade that we've been declining in membership. And here's why. We can't get enough adults to volunteer. And so for us, it's how do we get to the adults? How do we share the message about Girl Scouts? I mean, Girl Scouts has built the leadership pipeline for females in the United States for 100 years. So if the pipeline is not being fed today, and there's a growing demographic of girls, Latinas, African-Americans of multiracial backgrounds who don't have an affinity because their mother wasn't a Girl Scout, their grandmother was a Girl Scout, there's not a troop in their local community because of lack of volunteers. What's going to happen in 20 years?
So the Girl Scouts are facing some challenges. You kind of represent the new face, the new demographic. How do you understand the fact that this very progressive, diverse, forward-thinking organization didn't have a woman of color until you were named in 2011?
2011. I think because, again, our community doesn't think about joining. Women of color, I don't think, have thought about taking on leadership roles in our organization. And so, again, don't present themselves as potential candidates to take over these roles.
Are you kind of staking your claim in that the future of Girl Scouts is actually bringing in more and more Latinas? So are you doing a targeted approach at all?
Absolutely. And actually, we're focused on parents specifically because we realize more and more parents, single parents, grandparents raising grandkids, they're looking for opportunities for their children. And as, you know, things get tough in the economy, they start cutting back resources. And what we've also seen, school districts have been cutting back in after-school activities. So we're at a wonderful answer to that opportunity. Girl Scouts provides all sorts of activities. So whether you're into the outdoors, great, we've got that. That's been part of our DNA. We've been green for 100 years. Or if you're focused on science, technology, engineering, math, we have girl programming that's very focused on that.
So what is the message to young Latinas?
That Girl Scouts is an organization for them. That even though maybe their mother or grandmother wasn't part of the organization, that it's a great opportunity. It was an amazing opportunity for me. Thousands of Latinas have been part of our organization, have gone on to do great things. But more importantly, it's an organization that really taps into your passion. So whether you're a Girl Scout for 2 years or 10 years, it makes an impact. And over the last few years as the national CEO, you know, I've had the ability to travel all over the world. I recently went to Puerto Rico, where I went to speak to the alum there because we have a very long history of Girl Scouts in Puerto Rico. And I was giving my speech in Spanish on stage. And then I finished my speech and stunned silence, like nothing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I must have really screwed up. You know? This must have been a really bad speech. And then all of a sudden, they jumped up and it was standing ovation and they were crying. And it dawned on me, and they told me later that it was the first time in decades that one, a national leader, the CEO of our movement, had been to Puerto Rico to speak to the members there. And two, it was the first time ever that it had been done in Spanish. But I realized that it was marking a piece of history for us. And when I got back, I took my speech, I put it in the archives because I hope it doesn't become the first. It becomes one time of many that we think about the communities we're serving and that all people of all backgrounds sees us as an organization they want to join.
Ana Maria, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you.
That was Ana Maria Chavez, CEO of the Girl Scouts. We'll hear from her again later on in our show.